Well, I think all of us have seen terrible pictures of migrants stranded in countries of transit, being sold as slaves. We're all aware of migrants being forced into situations of exploitation, whether forced labor, sex trafficking. So we know that migration is an essential component of today's world in on the move. But we also need to tackle the fact that migration can be extremely dangerous for individuals engaging in migration process. And therefore, this year's theme is really much about how can we put dignity at the heart of every single migration policy, migration programs that are implemented by IOM, obviously, but also by all member states and all states worldwide. So dignity is an essential component of migration management. And this is something that we are very, very keen to push at IOM and make sure that we put that dignity at the center of everything that is being done today in terms of migration management.
Chief, some people may argue that granting dignity to migrants is far-fetched, especially in countries where most countries are craving for dignity too. What steps may be taken to make sure that migration with dignity, a win-win strategy for migrants and likewise the host communities?
Well, I think we all agree that as human beings, dignity is at the heart of our very being. And therefore, I don't really buy the argument that, there's no dignity in the country. We know that. But that being said, as you mentioned in your cue, I mean, people do migrate for a variety of reasons, including fleeing persecution, war, but also adapting to climate change, environmental degradation. And this migration, whether it's legal, regular, as we call it, or irregular, does not strip individuals from their dignity, does not strip migrants from their dignity. So one of the key messages of today's International Migrant Day is that whatever the status of a migrant, whether this migrant is so-called irregular, in other words, has crossed international borders without the right documentation, or is as a regular migrant, these individuals deserve the same level of dignity as you and I want to have in our everyday life.
Now we can ask, of course, what are some of these impact that would a strategy of immigration with dignity have? In other words, is migration with dignity a guarantee for protection?
Well, I mean, protection is an essential component of migration. As I mentioned earlier on, we do not want to see individuals, migrants, suffering through the migration process, either because they're stuck in countries of transit. I mean, there's been a lot of coverage of the situation of migrants in Libya quite recently. We don't want to see migrants that are being exploited because they are undocumented in countries of transit or destination. We want to make sure that migration is beneficial for individuals and society. And again, one of the essential components for this to happen is to respect and to acknowledge this dignity, the right to dignity for every single individual that engages in a migration process. Without this, we'll continue to have more terrible pictures of people drowning in the Mediterranean, dying crossing deserts, or being auctioned as slaves in certain countries of transit. So we really, really must push this message forward that dignity is essential in today's migration processes and in today's world on the move. Because whether we like it or not, migration is going to continue. Yeah. And it's going to probably increase in the decades to come. So we need to have the right tools to do that.
Chief, you said that there is a need actually to push. And how exactly is your organization, that is the IOM, supporting countries to implement that strategy of migration with dignity?
Well, look, I mean, IOM has been on the forefront of migration policy. We have our member states that meet regularly in countries like South Sudan. Here, for instance, we organize events. We build the capacity of our government partners to ensure that they can put in place programs and policies that will better manage migration in their country and in the region. And just very recently, you might be aware that the Global Compact on Migration was adopted in Marrakesh. And that's an essential step to make sure that cooperation is at the heart of migration management. So in other words, obviously, states have a sovereign right to decide who comes and who stays in a country. And we acknowledge that sovereignty, it's essential. But on the other hand, and the migration and the Marrakesh conference basically underlines this, cooperation today is essential. Whether at the regional level, at a continental level, or at an international level, you need that level of cooperation to basically smoothen the wheels of migration and make sure that, again, migrants do not suffer through the migration process.
Talking about the host community, normally, do you think that there is a certain, criteria or certain training that could be given to community, host community, so they can understand this, it is right, and they should be given the migrant dignity?
You're absolutely right. I mean, it goes actually beyond the host communities. I mean, we're all aware of some of the backlashes in for instance, in Europe, where, you know, the population does not accept the concept of migration and sees migrants as people jumping queues, so to speak, or sponging on social services and the rest. And we should acknowledge this. You know, we should not just brush it aside and say, those individuals are misinformed. We really need to make an effort to communicate the fact that migration, if it is well managed, in other words, if we make sure that migrants fit into a society and contribute to this society, that migration is a source of enrichment for individuals and societies. So yes, there is an effort that needs to be deployed in terms of engaging with communities, either inside a country. If you're looking at, for instance, internal displacement here in South Sudan, there needs to be that engagement. Yeah. There needs to be that level of support to make sure that, again, those people who are either forced to flee or to move, or who basically engage in the migration process because they want to have better economic perspectives, that those aspirations of individuals are met by the host communities. Make sure that we have a win-win situation.
Yes, finally, as we are celebrating the International Migrant Day, what could be your last message?
Well, my message is one that migration is really here to stay. You can't wish it away. It's something that needs to be looked at. I think that we need to change the narrative around migration, which is in many parts of the world extremely negative, biased in many ways. We need to have an honest look at the migration and how it can benefit societies. I mean, I won't name countries here, but in Europe, you've got some countries where, because of very low birth rates, migration will be an essential component to make sure that pensions can be paid, for instance. So it's something that we need to look at. Cooperation is essential. And that's why I'm here this morning. Mm-hmm. Communicating on migration is even more important, to make sure that we get the message across and to make sure that it is seen as something quite normal, to be accepted and to be managed properly.
Thank you, dear IOM Chief of Mission, Jean Philippe Chose.
We wish you a happy Christmas.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.